There was a bunch of clips released this weekend regards to Toronto Raptors players balling out in their respective summer leagues, including a couple clips that went viral involving Scottie Barnes and a former MVP singing high praises for his performance. So I'll break down all of that. Additionally, Shams of the Athletic came out with a massive report involving the Kevin Durant trade request and sweepstakes and everything that went on, and it's a pretty significant update because it seems like things will start to get moving on that front with Kevin Durant, depending on where the Nets decide to go. So I'll dive into the specifics of all that, as well as a bunch of other Toronto Raptors news. So without further ado, let's dive straight into it. Hello, everybody. Ben Rogers here, the Raptors Dive, breaking down the latest Toronto Raptors news. And folks, we can finally hit those balloons. We can play those balloons. We can get the hype going because we made that 25,000 subscriber milestone. We hit it thanks to all of you guys who have been watching the videos, checking out the clips, everything we've been doing. I appreciate every single one of you. And we have a lot of big things to do, a lot of big things left to go, right? We've got to reach that million subscriber milestone, but you know, it's day by day, and this is a huge moment for the channel. So I appreciate you all. I love you all, that all the people that have been checking out the vids, whether it was from day one or you just found out about us. But it's going to be a really fun Raptor season coming up. So if you haven't subscribed already, definitely hit that button. But for the 25,000 people out there that have subbed to the Raptors Digest, join the community, I appreciate you all. So thank you for that. But we got some news to dive into. We got to keep the hype train for the Toronto Raptors going. And a former MVP had some high praise for Scottie Barnes following one of those Rico Hines runs. Now, there's a couple clips that have definitely been going viral, and I'll play the first one here. It involves Scottie Barnes guarding, matching up straight up against James Harden here. And you can see him staying in front, clapping his hands, being intense, being competitive, and James Harden trying to use his size, trying to use his, you know, bullying ability, a shiftiness to get to that mid-range and get a shot up. Scottie Barnes was having none of it, and he made a really solid contest, you know, clapping in his face, getting the energy going, and this is what we love to see from Scottie Barnes. Playing some elite defense, rocking out, and who really could stop James Harden one-on-one? Not a lot of players, even though he's a bit older now, not dropping 40 points per game like he was a few seasons ago. But James Harden's still one of the most elite offensive players in the league. So Scottie Barnes, I know it's just one clip, and apparently a stat line came out from someone on Twitter saying that they were there and James Harden still had a massive game against Scottie Barnes, yada, 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 right? But in fact, Scottie Barnes using his length, using his strength to be able to get a stop like that on Harden, you know, one of those highlight-esque stops, that's pretty big. But that's not the exciting thing that should have Raptors fans, you know, salivating at the mouth a bit, even though it is pretty exciting. But James Harden himself had very high praise for the Raptors Rookie of the Year in a quote that he had following one of these Rico Hines scrims. So I'll play that here and we can react to it.
Like a competitive spirit that's going on here. Like, Scott, you're picking me up full court. Just pick up. First week of August, yeah. You got that mindset of just get dog. You know what I mean? Everybody should have that mindset, especially if you want to get paid, take care of your family. So I love the work, man. We ain't had a pickup in a couple years, so this is good back in the gym and competing, for real. So proud of y'all, man. Good job.
Obviously, runs in the summer, right, probably is hard for players to get real intense and get into it and bring the energy night in, night out, even though Rico Hines runs, they've been probably the most elite runs to watch for the past few seasons where things weren't in lockdown. So, you know, obviously, you want to keep the intensity high, and James Harden had the highest of praise for Scottie Barnes there, bringing up how he's picking up players full court, bringing the energy, bringing the heat, and bringing everything you want out of a young and up-and-coming star player, because we know Scottie Barnes has the intangibles. He has that natural feel for the game, along with that long wingspan, that athletic body, to really have no limit on his potential in today's NBA. However, just a lot of stars out there, a lot of people with potential, whether it be due to, you know, lack of motivation, whether it be an inability to just get into people or whatever it is, right? They don't end up reaching their potential. But the ones that do, the ones that seem to always get to that next level, those Kobe-esque players are the guys that really bring it night in, night out, bring that work on top of the talent that they have, really can unlock their games to another level. I know James Harden loves to get trashed on. He was on this team that ended up beating us, knocking us out of the playoffs this previous season, but he's a guy that has been there. He's won an MVP award, right? Not necessarily a guy that had the highest expectations coming into the league, was a sixth man for the Oklahoma City Thunder, even though he was a lottery pick and, you know, wasn't an undrafted prospect or anything like that. But, you know, James Harden's put in the work, and now we're seeing Scottie Barnes receive the same type of praise from a former MVP. So you love to see that. And shout out Scottie Barnes bringing the energy. It's the only thing that he knows how to do. He doesn't know how to play passive. He doesn't know how to play, you know, I'm just going to chill and kick it back. Whether he's even, you know, obviously we want him to be more aggressive at times, but, you know, whether he's, when he's on the court, when he steps in between those lines, he's bringing 110% out there at all times. So that's what you love to see from the Raptors superstar. And it projects a lot of growth. It projects a lot of potential being fulfilled for Scotty out there in the future. So that's a pretty huge thing there. I also want to touch on some other strong Raptors performance, whether it be at Rico Hines runs or just other summer league footage. Scotty Barnes also participated in Jalen Green's pickup game, summer camp stuff. Jalen Green obviously had the viral footage. I should have loaded it up where he got schooled by a kid, but Scotty Barnes played well in that run. Pascal Siakam dropped a 25 piece in the Rico Hines in the playoffs, and he won player of the game. He received a lot of praise because apparently matched up with a strong matchup during the playoffs there. So Siakam played well in that one. Always good to hear, you know, your top guy balling out in the summer. You know, the Drew League is another level than I'd call a pro-am game, even though guys like Malachi Flynn, who did have, you know, big performances, looking to take a step up this year, and Jello Ball, right, they've had big performances in the Drew League. But I like that Siakam had 25 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, I believe. So, you know, like, nice to see Siakam getting some wins, getting some big W's on that front. But I also want to keep singing the praises. And Christian Koloko, I said in the most previous video where we broke down Rico Hines players, he is going to be a problem next season. He's knocking down jump shots out here in these runs. Obviously, Nurse said, don't get too excited just yet. It's a work in progress. But, you know, it seems to be coming along much quicker than expected. And I also want to throw another horse in the race for a backup guard on this Raptors team, because Ron Harper Jr. is a guy that continues to impress me in these Rico Hines highlight films, knocking down threes, making good decisions, making good passes. And, you know, obviously we have that backup guard slot. Fred and Gary Trent Jr. are surely going to be the starters out there. Scotty Barnes might end up playing more point guard, but whether it be Malachi Flynn, Svi Mykhailiuk, if he ends up making the roster, right? Justin Champagne, Delano Banton, right? We have a lot of guys sort of in that guard role, but Jeff Doughton, who has really impressed a lot of Raptors fans over Summer League, didn't see a lot of footage from him in these runs. But Ron Harper Jr., man, don't sleep. That's all I'm saying. Don't sleep on the guy, because he's playing well in these runs. But let's get to the news that everyone seems to be interested in, that's been tied to this entire summer. And we have a massive update on the Kevin Durant situation. Now, obviously, there's been light news, and I said this a few weeks ago. I said there's just going to be a bunch of rumors, a bunch of teams jockeying, leaking things to minor beat reporters to try and get negotiations up, to try and push teams into making a crazy offer, because there's no real rush yet. But a week ago, I broke down how a report that essentially said that Kevin Durant and Josiah were going to have a meeting this week to discuss the future of the Brooklyn Nets, and that meeting happened, and we got the info in from Shams in regards to what happened during this meeting. And essentially, he broke down that in a meeting with Nets owner Josiah, Kevin Durant reiterated his trade request, meaning he still wants out of Brooklyn, and informed Sai that he needs to choose between Durant and the pairing of general manager Sean Marks and coach Steve Nash. Went on to say that he does not have faith in the Nets' direction. The meeting was described as transparent and professional, and the clear message was, keep me or the GM and coach. Now, wow, this is interesting. This is a lot of people going, and, you know, Sean Marks is one of the most well-respected general managers in the entire NBA. I wouldn't say, like, one of the best. He hasn't made perfect moves by any means, but he took a team. He took on a squad, a Brooklyn Nets roster that was depleted of assets, had nothing going for him, nothing. Nothing whatsoever, right? One of the bottom seeders in the NBA. Their two main draft picks of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown ended up going to a division rival in the Boston Celtics, right? So they were tanking and couldn't even see the reap the benefits of their awards, right? And Sean Marks somehow ended up with late round draft picks, with not an attractive destination in terms of just not having any assets, right? Built a team up with D'Angelo Russell, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, a core team that was, as a Brooklyn Nets hater myself, I've made it known on podcasts, you know, just because of what they've done to us in the playoffs and the history of it, but that team was really fun to watch that year with D'Lo. The memes still flash of it on IG, TikTok, YouTube, all that sort of stuff. That fun Brooklyn Nets team. But then he ended up turning into two superstars, which as a GM, right, is clearly a strong maneuver. Then things got out of hand and all that sort of stuff. So Sean Marks is an elite GM. I won't critique the coaching of Steve Nash too much, just because I don't really think he's coaching all that much there in Brooklyn. So Kevin Durant essentially has said, you know, part ways with this guy that really dragged your franchise out of the mud, Josai, the guy that really built the culture as to why me and Kyrie Irving wanted to join this team, join this roster, or, you know, trade me. That's what essentially he's saying. And man, this is a little bit wild. Now, what's my take? What's my opinion? And can the Raptors continue their quest to trade for Kevin Durant? And now I'm seeing a lot of just takes, a lot of opinions in a bunch of different directions in terms of what the Nets should do. Now, in Kevin Durant's aging, I've made it known I think Kyrie Irving is one of the more overrated players in NBA history, just in terms of adding wins, not for specifically talent, but, you know, obviously a lot of people, I see the reasoning as to why people think the Nets should keep their two stars and run in that direction, but I'll refrain from my opinion in terms of what they should do, but I will say what I think is going to happen, and I've said this the entire summer. Josai said, following this year's regular season, the catastrophe that they had in the playoffs where they got swept by the Boston Celtics, Josai came out and said, I'd rather have a 40-win team that's fun to watch. What I had in D'Lo, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, I'd rather have that, Josai said as the Nets owner, rather than the mess of things that they had going on there over recent seasons. So if he said that and he was liking subtweets towards Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving during the offseason, the owner of your team is saying this, right? And then Kevin Durant, the superstar that you brought in that completely nuked everything you ever wanted, according to his postseason quote, right? You want to get rid of, you're going to side with the star, the guy that you're bitter with, you're disgruntled with, and him and his best friend who's unreliable, whether to be healthy or whether to just want to play basketball. Do people really think Josai is going to side with Kevin Durant in this matter? Maybe he'll be forced to just because of the merch sales, the money that Kevin Durant would bring in, continues to bring in for the Brooklyn Nets organization. But man, I don't know. I don't know. If he wants to go back to that, you know, winning formula in terms of having that 40-51 team, building something from the ground up, potentially, I guess they don't really have their draft picks now at this point, but whatever they can accrue from a Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving deal, I think that's going to be more attractive to Josai rather than what they have going on now, especially if it means parting ways with Steve Nash. I think is expendable in the eyes of Josai. He's more of a Sean Marks guy himself, but I don't see Josai just cutting bait with Sean Marks, just given his future, his ideal look at the future of the franchise. But let me know if I'm crazy for thinking that. Maybe we'll see what ends up happening on that front. Maybe just Sean Marks steps down and says, I'm done with this nonsense. But I also want to address some people saying about the Steve Nash side of things, because, and Sean Marks, Kevin Durant came to this team for the culture. He came there and Steve Nash was his coaching buddy there with the Golden State Warriors, right? That was he's essentially handpicked to be the coach, to come in and coach the squad. And now Kevin Durant, with the team he built, is trying to cut ways with it, wants to completely nuke it up. I don't know. Speak on that what you will. But I'll keep continuing to break down the situation when official things happen. And obviously the Raptors are still one of those teams inquiring. We haven't upped our offers, but you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. But that's the mess that's happening down there in Brooklyn. Now, we have a couple other topics to discuss, including Nick Nurse out here scouting Jalen Harris. The Scarborough Shooting Stars, I believe that's their team name. They ended up coming to Newfoundland as well. They were in St. John's. I didn't even know. The NBL, CBL, they need to up their branding. They need to up their promotions, because Jalen Harris and Bebe Noguera, they're the two guys representing the Scarborough Shooting Stars, and Nick Nurse was seen out there. He was interviewed in one of these games, in their game against Saskatchewan Rattlers, and he's out there watching. Obviously, he just spoke on a couple weeks ago about how the Raptors are still intrigued by Jalen Harris. Obviously, they still have his rights, and You know, he's out there watching. So for the Jalen Harris stands, I know we still have some of them kicking around in the comment section. There's still hope. There's still hope. Nick Nurse is still out there watching your guys. So there's that. And the Bebe Noguera stands, as I am myself. I think we're all washed. We're all gone because apparently I haven't seen much highlights from the CBL, but I've from a few friends that went to this game. And, you know, I wish I knew about this game. I wish I could see Bebe and Jalen Harris play live. But when they came to St. John, just said Bebe was completely unrecognizable. So that's unfortunate. Doesn't have his fro. Didn't have an impact on the game. But yeah, that's two former Raptors being looked at by Nick Nurse. He's going to the game, supporting the Canadian Basketball League. So you love to see Nick Nurse out there. And who knows, maybe Jalen Harris. There's a little bit of hope left for him to join back to the Raptors. But the final thing we're discussing is a minor Jarrett Culver update. And obviously I broke down in a recent video about the potential secret signing the Raptors had. Because Jarrett Culver, he's spotted wearing Raptors shorts. Broke that down in the video. I wasn't sure if the shirt was a Toronto Raptors shirt. And also, we're grasping at straws here about what could potentially be happening. But I said, it could be normal for him to just borrow a pair of shorts. He got his shorts dirty. Wasn't ready to go. Wasn't ready to rock out there. But a shirt and shorts, that's a statement. And I got a clip here now. That's a Raptors shirt he was wearing. That's a Raptors shirt he was wearing. Folks, let me know in the comment section. Is he signed? Does Masai Ujiri do an under-the-table deal? Does he know Kevin Durant's going? And Jarrett Culver's going to be a deep bench player for this team? Let me know. But yeah, that's more of the one of the more reachy things I wanted to break down. But I wanted to clarify that because I wasn't sure in our most recent video. But let me know what you guys think of all this Toronto Raptors news in the comment section below. You guys are the best for making this far. Check out the Instagram, the TikTok, the Twitter, all that cool stuff. Anyways, enough of me rambling. You guys are the best. I'm signing out. Cheers.